Evidence Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, geology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this May the 27th on the West Coast, now May the 28th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We would like to take this opportunity to welcome all those listening around the world on Wind Talkers Radio Network, those in the U.S. military especially, and on blogtalkradio.com. Lots going on. Evidently, certain people don't like the news that we've been putting out, and we've been hitting the target, and so you get flack when you hit the target. That's to be expected, and that is a very positive sign from our perspective, because we know when we're putting out the truth, and there are those that rise in disdain of the truth coming out. It's amazing, isn't it? We're all after the truth, and when we find it, there are those that don't want us to have it. Figure that one out. That said, I'm going to discuss many things tonight, and we're going to bring on tonight's guest, former U.S. Marine from 1967 through 1977. He is the host of his own website, amd.elequity.com, and his own radio show, heard Sunday through Friday on Wind Talkers Radio Network and on blogtalkradio.com. And my frequent guest here on Evident Footprints, our good friend, Drew Malone Rains III. Drew, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Super fun, Don. How you doing tonight?
Semper Fi. I'm doing just great. Been very busy, Drew, and I understand that you've had some communication problems very recently.
I'm about 3 hours of sleep and communication problems and being woke up at rude hours of the morning and having all kinds of problems. It's been it's what is referred to as the mad day in Hades, so to speak.
Yeah, you wouldn't be talking about those black egg beaters, would you?
Oh yeah, you know how those suckers they try to intimidate you. You know, but I got news for you. My house and in my relatives' home, my sisters and others have all been situated, and very very uniquely over the years, we're all situated in the flight path to the either a local airport or a military airport. Mm-hmm. And in all instances, these black egg beaters can only hover for about a maximum of 3 minutes. It's not, they can intimidate you for 3 minutes, but then they got to go away. That's about the only thing I can, that's the only adjudication out of it all. But we're here, and I'm glad that we were able to get this connection tonight and do a show. I know that we're all out here really frustrated. Dr. Mike Castle is the Lord bless his soul. He's out there, you know, with something that really can help all of mankind, and yet the only people that are paying attention are the little guys. And I mean the little guys. I'm not talking about the governors of the states. I've been on the phone. I've been screaming. I sent out emails. And it apparently, because of all of it, the effects are starting to show up on my radio show and quite possibly on your radio show tonight, because the word is getting out that Dr. Mike Castle has got a product that can be sprinkled like powder over this oil and this benzene gas, and it sequester it, and then just picked up with a net. And I'm not talking about little nets, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not talking about a little bit. On my news and views, there's the video that Dr. Mike Castle and a company put out years ago, and it's mind-boggling. Don, have you seen that application?
Yeah, that's the Arrowhaz, which is also Dr. Castle's calling Amerihaz, and it's a fantastic product. In fact, that video features Dr. Castle's hands. So he's very proud of that. So
I want to tell you that I've seen that video 4 or 5 times. I have sent that video. I've actually listened to several parish presidents watch the video as I talked to them on the phone, and all they could say was, wow, wow.
It's the real deal.
Wow.
Yeah, there's, you know, if it's picking up anything, it's a miracle what you see in that, okay?
You know, we're not talking about, you know, and I talked to one parish supervisor, and the guy had just got off the phone with 12 farmers over in Texas, and they were, those farmers were negotiating a price for 22 flatbed 18-wheelers of hay to bring it over to the coastline and start dropping the hay out there to put together the hay loop together with tie downs and make it like a small floating burn to put it out in the ocean to keep the oil from coming out. And when he saw this video, I think that he actually should have been talking to Webster's Dictionary about how wow and hell yes and wow wow and kiss my grits with a few expletives. And we don't want it. The expletives were geared toward Obama and BP and a bunch of other people. And then by the time we got to my show today, I learned from Bob Chapman that BP CEO has been arrested, not arrested, but has been charged by the Attorney General of the United States for terrorist activity.
Well, you know, that's funny because we have an infiltrator at the top of our government who should be charged with the same thing.
Exactly. And that was one of the other things that on my second hour today, I was able to bring. I was still able to get Colorado Al on, and Colorado Al laid it out point blank the senator from Pennsylvania had been offered a job as the Secretary of the Navy if he would not run, if he would stop his attempt to take on the senator that got voted out.
That,
you know?
You're speaking about C-STAC and Arlen Specter.
Yes.
Yes.
And,
well, yeah,
there's a criminal investigation now to know who actually made this offer to C-STAC. And did it come directly from Barack Hussein Obama? And if it did, not only is that a violation of his office as president, that's a treasonous act, number two. And number three, it's a direct implication for impeachment.
Well, let's treat it like it should be. You know, let's not let the pot call the kettle black. And I think that as a euphemism. What we're dealing with here, you know, I was talking to Michael Anthony about this on last night's show, and I said, you know, everyone's concerned about this health care bill that's been signed by an infiltrator, by an illegal alien that has no business being in the country, let alone running the country. And that anything that this person signs, this individual is a criminal, and these are criminal acts. Do we attach the Connecticut Social Security number that belongs to a man? Were he alive today, would be 119 years old. Is that how we identify this individual now? Because we have no certificate of live birth, we have no documentation as to who his real parents are. I think I've covered that in my research sufficiently to show that it's not the people that it's claimed to be, and it can be the man in the moon. far as...
Well, wait a minute. Now, that's only one Social Security
number. Well,
this is
one issue. But we have this issue telling BP what they can do and what they can't do. We are responsible for our planet. This individual shouldn't even be on this planet, to tell you the truth.
Well, you know that even, I mean, you know George Carville. Man, I look at George Carville and I want to throw up. Even George Carville, who is born in New Orleans, he was born there in New Orleans. He lives in New Orleans.
Jim Carville?
Huh?
Jim Carville. I don't think George is his first name.
It gets
confusing after a while.
No, James Carville.
Yeah, James. It sounded like you said George. So
No. James. I said Jim, but that's his nickname to those of us in Louisiana. But James Carville, I haven't liked him since day one. Since he jumped on stage with Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton back in those lying days.
Mm-hmm.
But James Carville is from Louisiana and born and bred Cajun boy, and he lost his marbles today about what's going on. I actually wrote the quote down to put it on my news and views for tomorrow, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do a news and views tomorrow or today. But the bottom line, the quote would be, man, you got to get down here and take control of this. Put somebody in charge of this thing and get this moving. We're about to die down here. That's James Carville, and he was shouting. I mean, that's a Millie Mouse squirt that is out there, and now the hand is on the other foot. He was right back there in the 90s, not doing anything to help the people in Florida. When Bill Clinton was in the presidency office, and he was just turning his blind side to the people at Andrews Air Force Base.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's coming home to roost, big time coming home to roost. He could care less about the poor area of New Orleans. As far as I could see, he was happy that the Lower East Side was flooded out because that was just more of the people that were draining money from the government for welfare. He wanted them out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And he made big money out of that too. So this isn't making him any money. This is actually hurting him and his cronies. And he's a little bit out of shape that Obama's not doing anything. And I keep telling everybody, Obama's a usurper. He doesn't care about the American people. If he cared about the American people, he wouldn't have been out in California collecting $17,500 for a supper dinner so Boxer could collect $12 million. Okay?
Well, his autobiography, Drew, as I see it, is replete with felonious statements. His publication of his what he calls a birth certificate is a felonious document. His social security numbers are felonious transactions in conjunction with the Social Security Administration or whatever corrupt government bureaucracy facilitated the assignment of those numbers to his name. Then we have the phony photographs, the phony families, the phony stories, the drug use, the homosexual activities with Larry Sinclair, which have been refuted by Larry Sinclair.
Documented by Larry Sinclair beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Yes, yes. And Sinclair's written his own book, which Obama has not, okay? The affiliation with the Weather Underground Group, the terrorists, Bernadine Dorn and William Ayers, the criminal affiliation with Sidley Austin, the criminal representations of being a student, a foreign exchange student at several universities, major universities, by the way. Occidental, of course, is not, but then He's reputed to have been and found guilty in a court of law as having been a CIA agent during the time he was allegedly at Occidental College, and he didn't attend Columbia University, and I put forth that he didn't attend Harvard University either. One felony after another, okay? And is this because he's a secret weapon of the intelligence agency that he's allowed to violate the law and take over the country, and that we have to keep witnessing these felonious acts being committed upon the American people, the theft from the banks, the theft from public funds, the theft of a major corporation such as GM, on and on. How much more should I go, Drew, in outlining line item violations?
And he's getting all this help from this New World Order elitist, those who control the media behind the scenes, like Google. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I apologize for any of the auto pop-ups because I'm utilizing a system I'm not accustomed to. So we're going to have a lot of little pop-ups hit me. Those of you that send me instant messages, please just refrain from doing so because I'm having a real tough time getting this all set up tonight. But Google has been hiding Obama's Social Security number stories this last week, to the point now that there is criminal investigations being looked into by 14 governors, and those 14 governors and their attorney generals have been issued the warnings by the Obama administration that they are going to be arrested if those 14 attorney generals and 14 governors continue with the setup of their own state militia. Well, that's what the National Guard is. It's a state militia.
These threats are being made by an infiltrator foreign agent using phony Social Security numbers and phony names. And
how many do you know of, Don, on the phony Social Security numbers?
Drew, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of them, and I can attach hundreds of aliases to them too.
I can document. Me personally, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just a Marine. I'm a mud Marine. I'm not Don Nikoloff. He comes in with a spoon, goes into the rabbit hole, and comes out the other side with a drag line that's big enough to dredge the Mississippi River. The man goes in. I go in and find 16, and it's not that hard. And then I look into it more with Colorado Owl, and we find 68. Don Nikoloff comes in, and he comes in with a spoon. He comes out with a drag line and has over 100. And he documentable. This, I can't do the research that Don Nikoloff does. But I'll tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm out here doing something. I'm writing letters. I'm getting on the telephone this morning. At 7 a.m. this morning, before I walked out my front door in Little Rock, Arkansas, I had made 11 phone calls to different men and women in state legislatures in Florida and in Georgia and in Alabama. And I had set up to call a bunch more, but I had to leave and on a personal errand before I could continue. Ladies and gentlemen, I get up every day, and I know I'm doing something when black rotor beaters are waking me up at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. Well, Drew, the reason I bring all this up is everybody's saying, well, we have to do this and we have to do that. You know, these census takers. With criminal records, they're saying these people are going to have access to people's apartments, and that if the landlords don't allow them access, tell me what business a census taker has going into someone's empty apartment when they're not home? What kind of criminal enterprise is being run here?
I got news for you, Don. If a census taker walks into one of my neighbor's homes that's empty, he's probably going to be picked off with what is referred to as one of those popcorn shells.
Well, you know, Drew, this just gets more insane by the day. And I think we have to refocus on the fact that this individual sitting in the White House is totally illegitimate from top to bottom. He's a liar. He's a cheat. He's a scoundrel. He's a thief. He's an embezzler. And he thinks he's the Messiah. He thinks he's God. He thinks he's the ruler of the world. Talk about a narcissist. Talk about someone with a Napoleon complex. I don't know how, you know, we're really wasting valuable airtime. But it's worth pointing out to people that you have to consider the illegitimacy of the person signing these statements and the laws. And we have to backtrack, Drew. We've got to go back at least to Eisenhower's time. And
exactly.
Strike all the laws that were created from that time on.
And start looking at these Social Security numbers. Everybody say, well, you can't, how many police officers? At last count, I had over 37. And it was pushing, there were five more that were being investigated. That would have brought it to 42. And this was something I was doing last week, Don. 37 police officers around the United States that were doing background checks from their security departments and their police divisions. And they were coming up with questions, just like these 14 attorney generals have, with the first six numbers of Obama's Social Security number that he has listed as being the President of the United States, 04049. Those numbers are for applicants from the state of Connecticut, period. Bottom line. There ain't no three, there's no two ifs, ands, or buts. Obama wasn't, what did he get his Social Security number in 1973? You know, he wasn't even in the state.
Likely he was never there.
He wasn't, he was in the United States in 1973 to fill out the record for his mandated report for the draft.
Selective Service. That's
Selective
another
Service.
That's another bogus document. The document.
Yeah, I never got a Selective Service card because I went out of high school right into the Marine Corps.
Yeah,
I think my brother walked out of the high school and went into the Navy. Neither one of us ever, and that was in the heart of the Vietnam era, and neither one of us got a Selective Service number.
Well,
only people that should not have ever gotten a Social Security number. I mean, a Selective Service number is the men and women that were in. The girls never got one, but the men that were in high school when they left high school, they went into service. They didn't get a Selective Service. Just the guys that stayed home and went to college.
In my Eisenhower piece, Drew, I uncovered a corrupt money laundering ring, which was run by the individual calling himself Dwight David Eisenhower. Was run out of Denison, Texas, and it had to do with Social Security fraud, identity theft, Veterans Administration fraud, Veterans Administration dependent funding for alleged military personnel who had died in the line of duty. We're talking about fictitious persons here, okay? Then set up with a whole family full of fictitious dependents, and all of these individuals were collecting money. Okay, this is the same group of people affiliated with the short-legged Mac Daddy in Washington, D.C. right now. Same group of people, same techniques being used. This is total corruption from top to bottom. There is no legitimacy whatsoever. This is totally unlawful, unconstitutional. And we know they don't give a hoot for the Constitution, but we must recognize this, and I keep stressing this point. People say, well, what about the health care bill? What are we going to do? The guy is illegitimate. There is no basis, no legal or lawful basis for the legislation. And everyone in the Congress and everyone in the Democratic Committee and the Federal Elections Commission and the Supreme Court and any of the state or local courts that are supporting this activity are in a conspiracy. They're aiding and abetting the fraud.
They're all complicit. And that's fraud with a capital D. For dysentery, ladies and gentlemen, this is in your face. Socialism, Marxism, Nazism, Maoism, Stalinism, the New World Order, the Illuminati, the Freemasons, for hundreds of years, thousands of years, they finally have come to a point where they, meaning all of what I just said, that group of individuals, and they are men and women, United States senators, United States congressmen, the obviously former and present presidents of the United States, the Queen of England, and other aristocrats around the world that are in superpower. And it's not just the United States, and it's not just Europe. There are men poised for this new world order in China, in Southeast Asia, in India. Ladies and gentlemen, you have got to understand, I'm just one guy. I'm willing to fight. I spent 5 hours tonight working on a computer for my sister, and I want to tell you, it's tough trying to get things to where I can work with something to make it work and get inundated and know that I'm going to be attacked. I have three computers. All three computers were shot last night. Literally shot. And all three are going to have to be rebuilt. I've spent every dime I had to do some personal things to be with my family this coming weekend for a holiday. And with the grace of God from a couple of friends over in North Carolina, a man and wife in North Carolina and a man and wife in Ohio, and a friend of mine in Colorado, and a couple of friends in Texas, and a couple of friends down in Louisiana. That's a reality now. But this is what I'm trying to tell you people. You've got to do something. You can't just sit there. The balance of power is in your hands, but you have to get up and do something. You just can't sit there with your thumb up your posterior and your finger up your nose and think that somebody else will do it. I don't know where we're going, but I'll tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. Yeshua the Christ is coming, and this world had better wake up. There's a movie out there called Knowing. And in that movie, the story for just about, maybe 20 minutes into the movie, Nicolas Cage is sitting there in a sofa, lean back, and he's watching the idiot box, and it's like late night news, and the announcer comes on and says, "We interrupt this program to bring you a horrifying incident in the Gulf of Mexico. There has been a major explosion on one of the offshore rigs, and 5,000 barrels of oil are leaking." This movie was made over a year ago, ladies and gentlemen, and you want to tell me this is a coincidence? This is the New World Order, Illuminatus, Freemasons, sticking it in your face and telling you a year before it happened that that's what's going to happen.
Well, we called it right, didn't we, Drew? We called it right. We called it right. It's obvious. The only concern anyone has voiced, the principal parties, is about money. What people are going to be fined, or who's going to be given money for loss of business. And I'm not saying that that's not a legitimate gripe, but no one is talking, in general, no one's talking about the massive loss of life of the plant kingdom and the ocean animals. Whether they're fish or fowl, we're hearing these stories of movie stars going to clean up the ducks and certain seabirds, but are they putting their money where their mouth is? Are they helping Dr. Mike Castle get his Amerihaz product out? We've been running a series of sort of public service announcements. And you did a show a week ago, Drew, where you and Colorado Al brought up the topic of people with the means of donating a large sum of money, possibly a celebrity. And I thought, you know, this problem, even though it wasn't created directly by the people in this country, in the United States, we have, 330 million people, maybe 300 legal people, and 30 million illegal people in this country who can easily afford to donate a dollar to get the products that are required to produce the large amounts of this Amerihaz product that you mentioned before, that we can get out to the people. Dr. Castle's not interested in making money. He's interested in getting the product out. He's interested in cleaning up the ocean and saving the planet. And still, this thing is spewing out oil. We heard, oh, it's going to be handled by Wednesday. Here we are now, Thursday. Have they stopped it, Drew? Have they stopped this massive catastrophe that they keep calling a spill?
And I don't know. I have not been able to double check, but in your email, Don, and you may not have gotten it, so you don't have to worry about it because I have not confirmed anybody. I've not had the opportunity to confirm anybody that got it except the 183 Wind Talker radio stations did get the emergency email I sent out this morning at 6:43 or 6:48. I think it's between 6:43 and 6:48 in the morning. It went to the news group of Americans. Between 6:30 and 6:43, it went out around the world outside the United States. 2,800 emails. And in that emergency email, there were three video clips. One was Dr. Mike Castle's clip showing what his product could do, and I showed that to several men over the internet where I called them on the phone and had them bring the article up, and the one of the photographs was strictly a picture of the oil coming off the floor of the Gulf of Mexico, and this was a 4-minute and 36-second flick from YouTube, and about 1 minute, ladies and gentlemen, and 41 seconds into it, the mass amount of oil and mud expeditiously exploded. 10 times more than what was coming up.
Yeah,
they killed that clip. BP killed that camera. So I know, ladies and gentlemen, that this is over 10 times worse than what it was just day before yesterday.
Yeah, Drew, I've gotten independent reports from some very reliable sources that the pressure, the pounds per square inch pressure, is easily between 75,000 and 100,000 pounds.
I'll be honest with you, Don. I don't care what the pressure is. When I see the powder that Dr. Mike Castle is able to create and put together and put it on barges, put it on helicopters, and fly it out over this and just drop it in mass, much like we would have a C-130 fly over a massive fire in California. The same thing could be done. We could take 20 Marine Corps C-130s loaded from the front, from the tailgate all the way up to the back door of the pilots with this product of powder from floor to ceiling. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about 18 feet high and about 12, 16 feet wide, and loaded with this powder, put it on 20 C-130s where it can fly over the water. C-130, ladies and gentlemen, can fly a couple of 25 to 50 feet above the water. And just let this just come out over the Gulf of Mexico, and literally, the shrimp boats could come in behind those C-130s with their trawling nets and go through this and just literally take up the oil and the benzene gas and bring it, take it back out into the center of the Gulf, and then another fleet of C-130s from the United States Air Force can come in. And the Air Force's tanker squadrons, which they have several, they have something in the neighborhood of about 20 or 10 squadrons, and each squadron has 25 planes of refuelers. They easily could do the same exact thing, and we could bring this entire world catastrophic event to a closure.
Yeah,
and we could care less about what the pressure of the oil is coming up, because,
well,
Don, you know that there's no way that we're going to stop that pressure.
Well,
we can clean this up.
Drew, obviously, the reason I bring this up is, you know, they announced before Congress a much smaller amount. They're downplaying the importance of this whole event on every level. The amount of oil, the amount of pressure, the amount of damage, how they're getting rid of it, which they're not. They're suppressing it through the use of these dispersants, which are also highly toxic and contributing to the demise of the plant and animal life in those waters. I'd like to ask a rhetorical question. Who owns the Gulf of Mexico? Do the oil companies own that Gulf of Mexico?
BP thinks they do.
Yeah, well, who owns the oil that comes onto people's private property? And unwarranted, okay?
Bobby, who is the president of Plaquemines Parish, was saying yesterday, this oil's coming in and has killed 24 miles of my parish, 24 miles of my parish. And and BP has the gall to stand there and say they're going to arrest the newspaper reporters that are investigating the law. And this is the president of Plaquemines Parish, ladies and gentlemen. He stood there and said, "This is my parish. This isn't England. This isn't the BP Standard Oil compound. This is my parish." And the last I heard, this parish was in the state of Louisiana, and we have a constitution in this state that says that we have free press. And that means the press can go anywhere. The only thing that sequesters the press out is if it is endangering the lives of somebody. This is it, not endangering the lives unless you keep your mouth shut. And that's my personal viewpoint. I harm in with him 100%. I was able to get the video to his hands this morning at 5:30 this morning. Got him out of bed.
Yeah, well,
and got him up to his computer at his home, and for 20 minutes, all I could hear was, "Wow! Wow!"
Yeah, Drew, the mainstream media has been bribed to put out the propaganda and filth that they put out, which they call fair and balanced, which they call you decide, okay? Well, let's take their advice and let's decide. We're not going to let these people run roughshod over us or our children or our grandchildren or our elders, nor over our country. These are infiltrators. This is nothing but organized crime. And I'll keep saying it. It's organized crime. Why aren't these people in jail? Why aren't they found guilty in a court of law and thrown in jail for the crimes that they have committed against humanity? And not just recently, for years. Why isn't the short-legged Mac Daddy, Barack Hussein Obama, in jail for the attempted embezzlement of the Prosperity and Freedom Funds? International funds that are targeted and to people who have invested in these funds many years ago? Why are they allowed to raid the bank accounts or stop the deliveries of these funds? Why are they hacking computers, trying to access the funds that don't belong to them? Why are they not in jail? Why are they not in jail for the massive loss of life in these illegitimate wars that they're creating around the planet? Why are they not in jail for having murdered those people or issued the orders to go murder these people? Why are they not in jail for the drugs that they smuggle into the country while they go to those countries and murder the people that live in those countries and then steal the drugs and then give them to the pharmaceutical company so that they can legally poison us with the same drugs that were you or I or anyone else outside of their little cartel to attempt to sell would be thrown in prison? Why are they not in prison for the very laws that they violate? Why are they not in prison for the many felonies they commit in the process of coming to power as illegitimate infiltrators? I could go on and on, Drew, you know, and I don't mean to rant, but those are legitimate.
This is your radio show.
Yeah. Why are they not in jail? Why are people not rising up and recognizing what's going on? I've done the research. I can stand on my research. My research clearly indicates who these people are and who they are not. And I pointed out the
flaws. You made the comment, very sincerely, you made the comment that these elitists are doing this and the media is quiet. Well, we have George Soros out there who controls over 40% of the media in America. And his protege out there is the head of the Marxist-led Institute, and that is funded by George Soros. And this leader of this Marxist-led Institute has joined the Obama team as of last night, and the policy director at George Soros' funded Marxist-founded organization calls itself the Free Press, just taking a key State Department position with the State Department, and this guy is a devout Marxist who believes in socialism, fascism, Nazism, all based on religion and not on race.
Well, Drew,
where are we going to come? This Josh Silver is the man I'm talking about, and I quote him: "We will miss Ben's leadership, wise counsel, and strategic brilliance for the free press and overall movement." For the movement of media, technology, policies into the public interest. That was John Silver talking about Ben Scott, who was the former director of this Marxist fascist publication. And Barack Obama's now got him appointed into the State Department?
Well, he's illegitimate. It's an illegitimate appointment made by an illegitimate charlatan. Okay? The guy has, how many felonies did he commit in the process of gaining the power? And how many in Congress aided and abetted in assisting him in successfully pulling off these felonies? And how many in the media put out their propaganda to prop up this fraud? Okay, so anyone he appointed is illegitimate. I have news for you. Hillary Clinton should not be the Secretary of State. She was appointed by whom? An infiltrator, a total fraud, an individual that we know uses hundreds of Social Security numbers, and as President of the United States, uses a Connecticut Social Security number belonging to a man who, if he were alive today, would be 119 years old. How much more do we need to investigate the fraud that's going on?
And you've got to throw in the signature complicity of those fraudulent people that signed off on Obama, and the leader of the pack is Nancy Pelosi.
Exactly, and that took place at the Denver
convention,
political convention. Yes, And the deletion, the intentional premeditated deletion of the constitutional provisions from his nomination documents. Overlooked also by the Federal Election Commission and the Democratic National Party, and subsequently the Republican National Party as well. Why is it that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama had to pass a resolution or introduce a resolution that John McCain III, a.k.a. John Sidney McCain, senator from Arizona, was a legitimate American citizen eligible to run as president of the United States? If he was legitimate, why would they have to do that? And then they passed a resolution for Obama, snuck inside a little Hawaii bill that they made sometime after that. Okay? Saying, oh, and because he was born, we want to declare that he was born in the state of Hawaii. Actually, Hawaii is not a state and never was a state and is referred to as the sovereign kingdom of Hawaii. There's plenty of documentation on that issue. You know, the state of Ohio, where I'm from, was not a state other than by decree of another infiltrator, Dwight David Eisenhower, in 1953. Oh, excuse me. There is no state of Ohio. So it can't be under federal jurisdiction. It's not one of the 50 states of the Union. That's just a fact, Drew. Look it up. And I'm sure there are other states that are in that category. So,
and governors are standing up, Don, in their best way. Today, Alaska, the Alaska governor, that Sean Parnell, who took over after in the election after Sarah Palin, has signed the Alaska Firearms Freedom Act, which allows Alaskans from across the border to keep and bear arms, and the federal government has no control over those guns bought and sold and manufactured in the state of Alaska because of the federal outreach and the screaming that it's a part of the Commerce Clause. Well, this isn't commerce that is with interstate commerce.
Mm-hmm.
The Interstate Commerce Clause is used by the federal government to regulate firearms that cross state borders. But Alaska's Firearm and Freedom Act makes it extremely clear that Alaskans will be responsible for firearms that are made and sold within the state of Alaska.
Yeah. Now,
and Alaska is pleading for anyone that manufactures a weapon to come to their state, manufacture weapons, and put "Made in Alaska" on it.
Well, and while this debacle is going on in the Gulf of Mexico and everyone's attention is on that, Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, and I say illegitimate because she was put there by an illegitimate imposter. And what business does she have negotiating with the UN, another organized crime operation that usurps our Constitution and our Second Amendment rights to bear arms? It's just getting ridiculous, Drew. It's just one lie on top of another lie on top of another lie.
Leading the pack was the state of Montana. The governor, the state legislators, the county sheriffs, they saw it, and they moved first as the first state in the union to enact a law exempting the federal government regulated because they knew there was a problem. Behind the scenes, they couldn't get anything done about Barack Obama's birth certificate. But now, all of these same 14 governors and 14 attorney generals across America that include Alaska, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Texas, Louisiana, Arizona, Georgia, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Maine are coming forth and saying, hell no, we're not going to take it anymore. They're all asking, for their state marshals, to implement a formulation of a state militia answered only to the state legislature, enacted by the state legislature and the governors, and questioning Barack Obama's Social Security number, because it's been brought forth and proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's using a Social Security number from a man that would be 119 years old if he was alive. The man that sits in Washington, D.C. and calls himself president is a usurper, a terrorist, who doesn't care about life, doesn't care about justice, the legal platform of justice, and he doesn't care about your children and your grandchildren, ladies and gentlemen. He's selling you out down the slope. He's selling your great-grandchildren's souls, and you sit there in apathy because you don't do anything. Don Nikoloff's doing something. Dr. Michael Castle's doing something. Don and Doug Newsom are doing something. Drew Malone Raines the Third is doing something. And Wind Talkers Radio Network is doing something. And Blog Talk Radio is doing something. Thank God for Sherry at Blog Talk Radio, who took an extra 5 minutes out of her day when she should have been off and gone. She put 10 more minutes into Blog Talk Radio today to help me and Wind Talkers get an internet service, so 183 stations around the world could still have a radio show with Drew Raines today. Now, that's dedication, ladies and gentlemen, of people that care. And that's what's wrong with America. We got too many people out there that care about greedy money, and not enough of us out there that say, we're having a barbecue, I got a little extra food over here, come on over and have a frankfurter or a part of a steak or a hamburger, whatever, and not worry about, well, you got to give me $5. Or if you come over here and do it, my brother does it. And it can be done, ladies and gentlemen, but you got to get this greedy attitude out of your posterior. You got to get your thumb out of your posterior. You got to get your tongue and start wagging it and doing something and calling your Congress. I don't care if you live in Kansas. If you don't do something in your own state, this oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico is affecting everybody. And it's going to devastate you.
It's more than a spill, Drew, and spills take place from the top down. This is
Don, we got to get out of here. It's about that time.
Yes, yes.
And you're right.
That's my pet peeve on this thing, because the media keeps calling it a spill. The government keeps calling it a spill. BP calls it a spill. It's a catastrophe. It's a complete blowout and a complete failure of all the equipment that they use. And forget about safeguards. Forget about safeguards. How are you going to explain that to God? Your apathy and your inaction to do something. I want to encourage people. And Drew, if you could repeat this on your show, I'll send you this information. Anyone that would like to help Dr. Mike Castle acquire the product so that he can send out AmeriHaz to all the people who are experiencing the side effects of this catastrophe, and they're losing the very property that they own because of what's happening with all this oil that's now attacking the coastline. Contact Dr. Castle and contribute. We ask you only contribute a dollar. If you can contribute more, fine. But if every person in this country would just contribute $1 towards the purchase of this product, that's how it will be used. You send it to Castle Concepts - AmeriHaz, AmeriHaz. The address, 1933 East Dublin Granville Road, number 171, Columbus, Ohio, 43229.
The zip code is 43329, ladies and gentlemen. You
four,
have
no,
got to have
four,
that zip
three,
code.
43229.
I said 43229.
You said 43329.
I'm sorry. I stand corrected. 43229.
That's
make sure
right.
You get that zip code on there. And ladies and gentlemen, I know there's 300 million people in America. And of that 300 million people, 122 million are under the age of 16. But that still leaves, ladies and gentlemen, 180 million, give or take. And what you don't have, you have no clue. $180 million going to this America, this product. You can put it into the Gulf of Mexico, and we can stop this murder of wildlife around the Gulf of Mexico and clean our Gulf back up, period. This hurricane season starts Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. And if we don't do anything and a hurricane comes in, just a tropical storm hits the Gulf. You think if you've seen a tornado come through your town in Kansas, you think you've seen a tornado come through your town in Mississippi, Tennessee, you think it's been flooding in Tennessee, that's a catastrophe, you ain't seen nothing till you see a firestorm from a hurricane going through the Gulf of Mexico with this massive volcanic explosion of oil spill. It's not a spill. It is a catastrophe. And, Don, I want to thank you for allowing me to be on your show tonight.
I'm glad you were able to make it, Drew, in light of all the attacks
adversity.
You've been under. sometimes I can pull off that magic, you know. But I want to
tell
thank,
you, I worked my heart out of 5.5 hours, and I want to thank the gang there in Sochi. I want to thank my girl there in Simmerfall. Girls. And Matthew, hey, guys, kudos, Semper Fi to all my Marines around the world, and we'll see you next week, Don.
Okay, Drew, and thanks for being on the show. I also want to extend my gratitude to Matthew, Larissa, and Eugenia, and God bless all of you for helping out tonight with the show. Without your help, we wouldn't have been able to do it. I'd have had to do a rant for an hour. So, Drew, I look forward to seeing you. Again, next week on Evident Footprints. In the meantime, be safe, Godspeed, Semper Fi.
Semper Fi.
Folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to another edition of Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com and our special guest, Drew Malone Rains III. You can visit Drew's radio show by going to blogtalkradio.com on the Internet. And look for A Marine's Disquisition. Also, his website, amd.elequity.com. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network and blogtalkradio.com for carrying the show tonight. Also want to thank Seth Hendrick on the sound, Donna Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. I have another guest tomorrow night, the usual Friday night guest, scientist, inventor, Jim Murray. Don't want to miss tomorrow night's show. Going to be a real barn burner. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.